Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Sarah Andreas Turco from Robert Andreas and Son. What do we, you wanted to talk about, forgot already, and you just told me like 45 seconds ago.
So on Thursday and Friday, I did a total of 10 customer consultations, and I met three customers who have been scammed by a concrete contractor. One customer, all the way to completion, he did lose 50% of the $2,900 that he was going to pay the gentleman.
How do you get scammed in a concrete transaction?
Sure.
And why didn't this listener know they got scammed?
Sure. So he was comfortable working with just a regular person who is not a licensed, bonded, and insured contractor. They did it without a permit. So when all was said and done, he had no way to hold this person accountable.
Okay.
His only option really is to go to small claims court. And to him, it's just emotionally not worth it. So now I'm going to repair what this man did. I'm going to actually fully remove the concrete sidewalk and the front steps, start from zero. It is heartbreaking to watch people go through this. Then the other two customers did not get scammed to completion. They saw some red flags, went back onto Google, found me, called me, kind of consulted with me on the estimate. Like, what do you think about...
Does this look right?
Yeah, does this look right? And I was like, oh, no, that's
not right.
That is not right. Yeah, so getting people who have experienced this back on course with Andreas and Sons is truly why we do business.
So what type of recourse, maybe you could chime in.
Yeah.
Well, all of you guys could chime in. What type of recourse does a listener have if they call the person with, we won't say Chuck in a truck because I don't need all the Chucks to get upset, but some person in a truck coming that's not bonded, that's not insured, that doesn't get the permit, shows up, does a shoddy job, in the middle of the job, red flags and alarms are going off in the listeners' heads.
Yes.
Something's not right here. Mm-hmm. Call you out. What recourse does the listener have to not transfer funds to the person in the truck that stopped by their house that started the job? Are they under any obligation to pay for the goods and services that have been consumed if it's a shoddy work? You know, where did, because there's some liability. I'm concerned about the listener. I'm glad you're protecting the listener, but if this person in a truck, you know, starts filing lawsuits against them, then, you know.
Yeah, you're going to have to prove it out in court at that
point.
I mean, and who, you mentioned small claims, but like, who's going to go to court for a couple thousand dollars?
Because
court might cost a couple thousand dollars in all fairness,
right?
Exactly. So what.
Couple
what are some
thousand?
Things? Yeah. Okay. All right.
More,
you're
right.
Thank you, attorney.
Higher.
You're right.
Hello, Stephen A. Leahy. Bam! $3,000.
So what can listeners do to look for those kind of red flags or those markers prior to signing those contracts?
Sure. So I always mention to customers on any estimate, I say, you know, I would love to have your business, but if you choose not to work with me, make sure that that person is licensed, bonded, and insured. Make sure that the contractor is getting the permit for you, and also reach out to your local municipality and just ensure they're on their registered contractors list.
Yeah.
Those are some easy steps to take, but I do offer a free service for any listeners of the show. If you are not in my service area, I can help read through your contracts and do a little bit research on the company that you're choosing to work with.
We have a caller, so I want to take the caller, and then we'll hit the break, because I got to hit this break on time because I blew through the other stoplight like 400 miles an hour. Pablo, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how you doing? I'm good.
Thanks. I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Hey, I have a question, because I have a property in the south side of Chicago over there by Roseland.
Okay.
And we have a small little driveway that we got poured maybe 2 years ago, I think it was.
Okay.
And so it's a real nice stamped concrete. It's called Earth Fracture Design, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it came out real nice, but by the city sidewalk, the first two squares,
okay.
I guess, because the contractor added too much water or something,
mm-hmm.
it started to peel off. So I just wanted to get like a suggestion or an estimate or something that
Cost to cure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so hang on, Pablo. We got to hit a break here. Don't move. We're going to pick you up on the other side of the break. Pablo has heard you on the radio thousands of times, went to somebody else, got a shoddy job done. Now it's peeling and flaking, and he wants to know if you could cure somebody else's challenge.
Yes.
How do I sum that up?
Yeah, we can.
Nailed it.
I'm a freaking part-time radio.
Part-time?
I just make it look easy. Yeah, I'm telling you. Yeah, this is it's pretty difficult to wrap all that thing up and get to a break like I'm about to do. This is Homes and Homes Chicago on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. Special shout-out again to Wendy Snyder. She's probably in her car now listening. Thank you for filling in for me yesterday, those afternoon shows after
last week.
Did I say yesterday?
Yeah, that's okay.
Well, it feels like yesterday.
Sure.
Those afternoon shows after Northwestern football are challenging shows, and she did a great job. So we're going to take a quick break, come back with Pablo and Sarah Andreas Turco from Robert Andreas and Son after these messages.
If you missed this,
Sarah Andreas,
this is what you missed.
In my opinion, builder grade cement, they come and fly through a neighborhood, do 20 homes at once. It's not the best quality.
And they go with 4-bag or 5-bag instead of 6-bag, and that's what you see. Yeah. 4-bag, 5-bag, 6-bag, Joe.
We rip these walls out, then, of course, rewire it.
Yeah, you're going to make it all 220?
Yeah, 220, 221, whatever it takes.
And what is the bag?
It's the bags of Portland cement in the concrete mix. Cement is an additive in the concrete that helps determine the PSI.
There you go, Don.
There you go, David. You were saying it, and you didn't even know what it
meant. Yeah, I know. PSI. Come on. Cement goes into concrete. Duh.
I'm really sorry I spoke to you the way I did, and I still think you're the best cement man in the business.
Really?
No, but I got to get this driveway done, and no one else is available.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Helps when the microphones are on.
Yes, it does.
It sounds a lot better on there. Some listeners will be like, yeah, keep the mics off. It sounds better, like the music. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Pablo here. Mm-hmm. From the Roseland, was it Roseland area?
I think he said
Roseland.
Yeah, Roseland. South
side. Okay, Southsider, right? He said over by there, so yes. It's a Southsider. He went someplace else. Mm-hmm. He's having 2 years out, having challenges.
Yes.
So what is the cause of the flaking or the whatever the challenge that Pablo and his family and his sidewalk are having? What causes that?
Sure. So when you add too much water to the mix of concrete, which sometimes people do to slow down the time of curing, such as when we have hot weather in the summer, there are other additives that we could use, such as retarder, that helps slow down the curing time when we experience high temperatures. But sometimes people add concrete to water, and then that dilutes the strength of the concrete, and that's why the top layer is shaling off. So unfortunately, Pablo, my recommendation will be to saw cut and remove those two bottom squares and replace them. The thing with decorative concrete is it will be somewhat challenging to match the exact color, but I can assure you that I could match the same exact stamp pattern.
How's that, Pablo?
Well, that sounds great.
Awesome. Good. Well, give us a call at 708-863-5735. I'd be more than happy to come give you a free consultation.
Hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. We got Jerome, our call screener, picking up the call. And
Jerome.
We'll take your order. He didn't want me to say Sammy was
Sammy
answering the
phone. Sammy was like, I don't want
so
you to
So I changed
say
Sammy's
Sammy
name to Jerome.
Jerome.
So okay. If he doesn't like Jerome, we're going to go back to Sammy.
Sammy/Jerome.
Sammy's answering the phone. He's like, I don't want my name out on the radio. I'm like, all right, we'll call you Jerome.
Sure. But so now listeners know that Sammy is Jerome, just so they know.
Maybe they're not.
Good. Okay. Yeah.
Maybe they're not. Sure. Maybe you just have to stay tuned. Maybe we're constantly switching out call screeners because nobody wants to work the show. 312-981-7200. We're going to get some Brazilian down there with the winter hat who's in for the marathon who thinks
like
it's
it.
40 below out
we'll
there.
We'll get them for a call screener.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. There were other topics that you wanted to talk about.
Yes. So, a great question that I answer for customers on a consultation is, what happens if something goes wrong? Which it can, and we do experience. Sometimes there can be our concrete. We do not make the concrete ourselves. We have a concrete supplier. So what happens if the concrete that is supplied is faulty? Our supplier, we have been with them for over 30 years. They work very closely with us to rectify any issues. We did have a situation that happened with a customer on their driveway in Lockport. The concrete that was delivered had calcium chloride in the mix, which is an additive that we use in the winter to speed up curing. And the calcium chloride that was put in the mix was faulty. It was a bad batch of calcium chloride, which created a very ugly discoloration on their driveway. So we stuck with this customer, and we brought our supplier out with our salesman, his manager, and the quality control manager. We assessed the problem. They provided us with a product to be applied. The product had no success, no results. So we are still standing with this customer, working with our supplier, who is now going to pay for the concrete to be removed and replaced. So that is just the Andreas difference. We're not going to walk away from you if something goes wrong.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. During the break, again, the best a lot of the good conversation.
Yeah.
Mike brought up a lot of the permitting with local municipalities is being contracted out.
It is, as well as the inspection. So when we had COVID, a lot of municipalities started either having people work from home or subbing out their permitting departments, which creates a problem for homeowners who work with contractors who ask you to get the permit. It is a very difficult, laborious, and technical process. So that's why our experts in the office, specifically Nettie, handles our permits. She is very knowledgeable in all the ways that we can get your permit approved, and we do all the permits for all of our customers. That is a part of the job cost.
So I'm putting up a sign at a local with Sarah. I'm co-marketing with Sarah Leonard, and I have to get a permit to put up the sign, and I have to get the survey from the builder to put up the sign. And I'm just like, and I got to go. And the people at the town, the village of Northbrook are very, very nice, right?
Good.
But I need the survey in order to submit the permit to get the sign.
Yes. Yep.
So, my God, the time I've got invested just to get the survey to make sure I fill out this flipping permit request correctly to get the approval to put the sign up. Because if I put a sign up in the center of Northbrook, I think they're going to notice.
They're not going to like that.
Yeah, they're not going to like that. Yeah. And then guess what? Sign will come down.
Sure.
They'll have to put it up again.
Correct.
For another $1,000 to put up a sign. So, but permitting, it's critical.
Yep.
It's critical to ensure that the work that's being done
is correct.
Thank you.
Yes. And it protects you as a homeowner. It really does. Like the gentleman I'm working with now on his $2,900 project, you know, that's a wash for him because he didn't get a permit. There's no way he could hold that person accountable.
It's key.
Yeah.
Yes.
Listen, you might want to skirt the permitting process. You might want to get around it. My brother,
especially if you live in Chicago.
My brother and sister-in-law did their sewers 15 years ago. Didn't get it. Truck in the truck. I don't care. Truck in the truck if you're upset. Okay. It wasn't done right. Right. They had PermaSeal come out for like it was 10 years ago. Okay. To fix it. And the town of Deerfield came out and inspected it before they backfilled. The other guy never had anything, came in with the fork, a backhoe, dug it up, did his stuff, filled it in, whoop, gone, write the check. Screwed up, their basement continued to flood. PermaSeal, you know, this was 10 years ago, they did the job, called over to Deerfield. Deerfield checked it, said, yep, you're good to go. First got the permit, right? You guys deal with this all the time.
The permit is actually more important than the inspection.
Yes.
And you say, why do I say that? That sounds crazy. Well, you can't get an inspection if you don't have a permit.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Yep. Okay. Phone, we got to hit a break. Benny's in my ear. Don't go late this time.
And speaking of Center Guard Plumbing, we're very excited to work with them on their doing their concrete projects. Love them. But you could reach us, Andreas and Sons, at 708-863-5735.